Welcome to Subway Sagas. I'm Sean Duffy.
I'm Sharon Capitula. And today we are joined by my awesome coworker, Nick D'Alessio. And we are just actually two 30-somethings and one pretty entitled millennial.
I am not 30. I'm much younger than that.
Yes, clearly.
But we are also millennials, for the record. We're just not entitled.
Yeah, it's funny. I've actually noticed like a massive difference between the old millennials and the young millennials. I've complained about this at work before, where I feel like...
On this podcast before, actually, I'm pretty sure.
I think so, yeah. Where it's like, I'm entitled, but then I also feel like extremely guilty about everything. So it's like, I need to be really good to be entitled for this. Whereas Nick, on the other hand.
I just know my worth, so.
You just exist, and therefore you are entitled.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
So yes, we are so blessed to have him here on the podcast with us. Like, thank God.
It's going to be a really good episode, I can already tell.
I know, he's here, he's drinking my like high-end Yamazaki whiskey. It's funny, I pulled a couple different bottles out, he's like, I'll have the Yamazaki, thank you.
Yes.
But for people who don't know whiskey, that's like a really good whiskey, right?
It's a good one, and it's also actually kind of hard to find right now because it got super trendy recently. So even when you find it, it oftentimes is like marked up because it's so popular right now, but you know... Always available at Sharon's house.
Right.
Off bar in town.
Yes.
And when Sharon says someone's drinking all of her whiskey, that's because, as we've established, she has a very heavy pour. And she basically pours half the bottle in the glass and then gives you the side eye, which looks at the bottle again, that so much is gone.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, if you didn't pour me so much, maybe you'd have some more Sombra Mezcal left or some of this Yamakaze whiskey.
Yamazaki, Sean.
Whatever.
Have some respect for the craft. Oh, my God.
I'm not a whiskey drinker, I'm sorry.
Yeah, and then Sean's jerk, because I also, he's more of a tequila guy, and so I had this bottle of...
Swaza! Oh, God. It's not even real tequila. It's basically Jose Cuervo with a different label.
And he refuses to drink it, even though I have mixers for him. I don't know what the problem is.
I drank it one episode, and I was hungover for the entire week after, so I think that was why once you hit a 30-something, which Nick will find out, whatever,
Nick
later.
Nick still drinks thousands.
Yeah.
Years.
Yes. Like, the hangovers get so much worse. You can't drink the cheap alcohol anymore. You just can't. And you even said you bought that alcohol, like, when you first moved here.
I did. It was
by
one
accident.
Of those, because you move, and moving to New York is extremely expensive. I was coming from San Francisco, and I was still, like, quite sticker shocked, if you will.
Isn't San Francisco even more expensive?
It is, but they have rent control there, and so, like, and also just, like, the cost of moving and
the
broker
move itself,
fee.
Yeah. It's really, oh, my God. It's awful.
Oh, yeah, because you just recently moved here.
Yeah, I just moved here 5 months ago from Washington, D.C., not even across the country, literally just a couple hours south, and it was so expensive and so awful.
Did you have to pay a broker fee, or not so
no,
much?
No.
Where do you live?
I live in Williamsburg, actually.
Oh, of course. Of course.
But it's closer. It's technically Williamsburg.
He's not in Bedford Avenue.
I am not. Oh, my God.
Are you in Bushwick, but you think you're in Williamsburg?
No. I'm, like, on the border of Williamsburg and East Williamsburg, but technically on the Williamsburg side.
Ah,
so I can claim Williamsburg.
Oh, by, like, Roberta's? Like, by the cool pizza place?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I don't actually go out in Williamsburg.
Oh, my God.
You don't know what Roberta's is?
Roberta's is famous.
Oh, my God.
No wonder. So, actually, this makes sense, because earlier today we were eating pizza, and I offered him some Mike's Hot Honey. He's like, what's that? He had no idea.
The first time I had hot honey was in Williamsburg.
At Roberta's?
No, not at Roberta's, somewhere else. But
interesting, because they're actually really famous for one of their interesting pizzas called the Bee Sting.
Yeah.
And it has Mike's hot honey on it.
I've had that there too, but I had it somewhere else before,
Full circle. All coming back together.
Wait, and what's the place you went to for your birthday once out there? Some barbecue place?
Oh my gosh, Arrogant Swine.
Have you heard of that?
I have heard of Arrogant Swine.
Okay.
So,
Roberta's is really close to it.
It is. Yeah. And
wait, no, didn't we go there that one time?
No, that you're thinking of Gowanus.
That's the name.
No,
of
we were in Gowanus for 5 minutes. It took me 45 minutes to get from Williamsburg to Gowanus on the G train.
Oh God, the G train,
the slowest train in the world. It's like a cute little baby train. It just kind of like chugs along.
Yeah,
it's like almost
chugs
adorable.
Every 35 minutes,
I wasn't like so annoyed by it.
Yeah.
I got all the way to Gowanus, slept there to meet up with Sharon, and she's like, "Hey, glad you're here. We're going to Williamsburg."
So for the record, we paid for the cab, and by we, I mean my friends paid for the cab.
This is true. So it was all fine.
And there was a really cute Australian guy there.
Oh, there was a cute Australian
in
guy
the cab?
There. But we didn't really talk to him.
He was with us, yeah.
We got to the next bar, and then Sharon and I very quickly abandoned the rest of the group and went and sat at the bar by ourselves.
And judged everyone.
And judged everybody, as we are wont to do.
Yeah. That sounds about right. But he still wasted 45 minutes of his life going down to you guys just to come back.
Well, let's be real. He has nothing better to be doing.
I mean, I was playing board games before, which is
that
awesome.
That sounds fun.
Zone, right?
I know. Board game circles. It's the same board game circle you were telling about earlier.
Yes. We'll get you in.
Maybe.
Yeah. You'll like mm-hmm. you'll probably have to like, you know, pay with like your left hand or something, but we'll get you in.
Or with all my whiskey, all my high-end whiskey.
We'll take that too. That's fine.
What's a board game circle?
Oh my gosh, John.
It's just me and some of my nerd friends. I'm a computer science major.
Oh, shut up, you're a product manager.
Yeah, because I upgraded, but
a technical product manager or just a regular manager?
No, just a regular manager.
Sorry.
So I have a Bachelor of Arts in Computer Science, which okay. is that's a real thing that I have from Georgetown University, Hoya Sac.
We have bachelors of sciences. That's the ironic thing.
I was
expecting it to be like University of Phoenix when he said that. So like Georgetown, I'm impressed. But like that's good.
But yeah, so me and all of my nerdy comp sci friends from Georgetown, we get together and play board games.
Oh, nice. I love board games.
I know.
You do too.
He wants an invite too.
I do.
Okay, yeah, we'll get you in.
We'll see how this podcast goes, then we'll decide.
What kind of whiskey are you bringing?
I'll bring tequila. You don't like
Swanson?
I don't know whiskey. I don't drink whiskey. I'll bring chip cookies.
No,
all right, you're in.
I feel like he'll bring the bottle of Espolon that I gave him for his birthday that he hasn't opened yet.
Just a love note on it.
Yeah, well, we'll take the chip cookies. For the record, I've clearly stated to Sharon that my retainer fee for showing up on this episode was a box of chip cookies. They are not here, so I'm a little miffed, but...
I decided that it wasn't worth waiting an hour in line, and we'd see how this podcast goes, and then the chip cookies, we'll pay it later.
And no, I feel like I offended Sean, actually, so we were talking about this, obviously, me and Sean text quite a bit, and last night, I may have been drinking, maybe not with Nick, too, and, like, I just got a little bit aggressive about the chip cookies.
Yeah, but actually, I was more annoyed because I sent Sharon a funny, like... emoticon type image thing that she didn't react to. I just went right back to the chip cookies and I was like, this conversation's over.
We're capricious and pickle, in case that has not been clear throughout the rest of our episodes. But yeah, now we're okay again.
Wait, but so Nick, you went to college in D.C. Where are you originally from?
I'm originally from Iowa.
The Midwest!
From the real Midwest.
Oh my God.
Not from Sharon's fake Midwest.
I feel like...
Thank you!
Yeah,
I don't want to be from the Midwest.
Yeah.
Who does?
For rightful reasons. But, like, I feel like you're New Hampshire's rival in a way, because we're the first in the nation primary. That's what matters. But you guys are, like, the first caucus.
We are the first caucus.
Yeah.
So somebody told me this. I haven't confirmed if it's true, mostly because I don't want to, because if it's not true, that's sad. But somebody told me that there is a law on the books in Iowa that if any state moves their primary or caucus before ours, we have to reschedule ours so that we're still first in the
nation. I bet that's true, because New Hampshire has the same law.
Yeah.
It's like we have to be at least X number of days
really?
Before the first similar contest. But we don't consider Iowa a similar contest, so that's why they're allowed to be before us.
Yeah, but we're the pickers.
The caucus is what, like, go into the cornfield and you pick what corn you like, and then that determines the candidate. Like, that's how it works.
The version of the caucus I went to is where you go into my elementary school cafeteria and you stand in different corners. to signal which candidate you support, and then some moderator person who I guess hopefully was certified in some way kind of looks around and is like, that corner looks bigger, so this person
don't even count.
No, they don't even count.
They eyeball it.
So I went with my dad once to caucus. He caucused for Bill Richardson, Governor of New Mexico.
Yeah.
So Democrat, my dad and one other guy and me standing there with them. It was very sad. There wasn't even a Bill Richardson rep who showed up to like hold the sign, because normally there's a sign, so my dad had to like take a piece of notebook paper with Bill Richardson on it. It's very sad. They actually tried to count me as the third person, even though I wasn't eligible to vote.
I'm 12, like I don't count.
Yeah, because I think they felt sad for them, but
that's crazy.
But yeah, so then they told us that he was disqualified. We had to go somewhere else. So I think we ended up in the Obama corner.
Oh, like I said, they don't meet like a minimum quorum or something. You have to like go to a different candidate or something.
Is that like a form of gerrymandering?
That is 100% different. That's 100% different.
That's American democracy happening in my elementary school cafeteria.
I also did, I think it was fifth grade, we all got assigned states to do a project on, and I was assigned Iowa. And I remember literally nothing about it.
Corn.
What was it like two paragraphs, or what did you write?
I don't remember, like, how involved did we get in fifth grade? I don't really remember, but it was like, we worked on it for a couple weeks.
I feel like in fifth grade, though, you need like the basic, like, you know, like intro, three supporting paragraphs, conclusions. So it's like five solid paragraphs you had to write about.
Exactly.
I disagree because I also did a state project when I was in fifth grade.
Yeah.
And I got Vermont, which is very exciting.
Yeah, not as exciting as New Hampshire.
Not quite. Except, we will talk about what mom's saying in a second. So my mom, so I'm from Utah, but my mom is from the East Coast. My whole family's from there. She loves New England. So her favorite phrase, as John was alluding to, is Maine is my home, Vermont is the prettiest, but New Hampshire is my favorite.
Obviously.
Obviously.
Anybody's been to all three, you'd be crazy to disagree.
Crazy.
Out of your mind.
And so, like, I got Vermont, and so I didn't just do this, like, three-paragraph, like, lazy
version. I don't know what I did.
What I can remember for you is I made a whole booklet And I knew that Ben and Jerry's was from there.
And so, Bernie Sanders? Well, he wasn't
Wasn't like a thing back then. Yeah. So I remember buying a pint of Ben and Jerry's, which is a treat back in the day, because that's like fancy person ice cream.
It's like $6 a pint.
Exactly. Yeah, in Utah, it's very fancy. And I like cut out like the top bit and glued it on. And then I remember also taking copious amounts of like covered bridge and plastering them all over the report, because like nothing says Vermont like a covered bridge.
No, well, I thought that was a New Hampshire thing, and this makes so much more sense now, because the first time Sharon visited my family in New Hampshire, we went to a Friendly's, which for those of you who don't know, it's like a burger chain in New England, but it's like a sit-down restaurant, and they're known for their burgers and their ice cream.
It's like
and
a Dairy Queen kind of, I feel like.
Yeah, but
a little bit.
You get table service. You're not ordering at the counter. Yes. There's no drive through. Like, whatever. But, like, we're in there, and like, the artwork is what really made the experience, because they had this picture of a giant burger in a covered bridge. Like in the New Hampshire Friendly.
Yes, it wasn't like, it's like the size of a truck.
Yeah, it was huge.
It wasn't like a regular size hamburger.
Yeah, that would be a boring photo, like a little mini hamburger to cover a bridge. It was a giant hamburger.
I'm trying
hamburger.
To explain to our listeners, because it made no sense. Yeah, no. So I'm like, I'm being illustrative with my words.
I'm agreeing with you. Thank you. It was very large and it was hilarious.
This is so funny, but maybe we should talk about the Subway. I forgot.
Can we talk more about Iowa and New Hampshire?
I know. Like, we should have like a separate podcast on this. This is so lovely.
There's like no trains there. All right.
No, I'm gonna have to PMO us again. All right, get us back on track. So we have a few different things. We are derailed. All right. A couple things. So first, we're gonna start with some feedback we have from the last episode that we did with Mr. Michael Ishii.
Oh, yes.
About LA subway system, and then we'll go into our anecdote.
I thought we weren't posting that episode because it was so bad.
Oh God, I know. It slipped out.
Yeah. Damn it.
And we needed content. We're trying to do it weekly now.
It always slips out with Ishii. It just happens.
And then we're gonna talk about our topic at hand, which is something I think is pretty funny, and it is irrational fears while riding the subway. Mm-hmm. And we'll classify this as, like, I've been asking around because I think this is something fun to have more than just like me and John or Nick, who's on the show with us. And people didn't really get my prompt, because every time they started saying like really serious things, like there's going to be a shooter on the train, I'm like, oh, that's not an irrational fear. That's like a really serious, unfun fear. Right. The point of this is like kind of silly things, because if you're neurotic and insane like I am, you're just like concerned about things all of the time that don't make much sense.
Although, I guess if you think of irrational as like likelihood to occur, some of the things
I don't think that's what irrational means. That would be unlikely. And that was not the adjective I used when I was putting it in the prompt.
Whatever.
But thank you, Sean.
Continue.
Thank you. All right. So let's jump right in. And I feel like we're going to over-index on Nick talking, because we're so fortunate to have him here with us with all the many things he could be doing on his popular Saturday night. So
I have six friends in town right now, just so you know.
I know. And you abandoned them.
What?
You abandoned them for us.
I did, yes.
Oh, that's so nice.
Friends.
Yeah.
Hi, friends. I'm going to make you all listen to this later.
Yay! But he actually, when he came in, had some feedback about the last episode we did, because he's one of our best listeners, too, which is probably why he is here.
I have listened to every single Subway Sagas episode. In fact, I'm a little sad that I'm not going to be able to, like, listen to this one and, like, have it be new, because I will have been here while it was recorded.
Although, when you listen to it, you notice different things.
It's so much better.
It comes out way better.
Cool. Yeah, yeah, no, because when we do it, we're like, that one was kind of flat. And we listen, we're like, oh my God, this is so good.
Every single one. Always on the subway, obviously.
Yes,
obviously. But,
I got in trouble once listening to this podcast on a subway. I'll tell that story.
We will tell that in a second. That is our anecdote. But what was your feedback that you had about?
Oh, my feedback. So, so while your friend, she was on your last episode.
Our friend, what?
Your friend Ishii.
Ishii. Yes.
Yes. Yes. Right? Yes.
Yes.
Okay. He didn't know my name, so I think I know his.
But... Oh, because you met Ishii once, too, right? Yes. Yeah, that was exciting.
Have
met.
Many times. We have many things in common. Like the fact that we're not entirely clear on each other's names. But while Ishii was talking on your last episode, I was fact-checking, because I'm very anal and a know-it-all, so... Yes. Obviously.
As a millennial is want to be.
As a millennial is want to be.
As a young millennial is want to be.
I am always right, whether I am or not. But I did look up the LA Metro system, and Ishii claimed that he rode the Expo line a lot, which he said was the yellow line or the gold line. Turns out that is a separate line. The Expo line is actually this like weird light blue. It's like kind of a teal. It's kind of a...
Teal?
Like nice and calming. Yeah, nice calming teal.
I see.
Yeah. But he was correct that it is named the Expo line because it's named after Exposition Boulevard.
So it's not named after an Expo Center.
It is not named after an Expo Center.
That's so strange.
He was correct.
Ishii being correct, this might be like the first time.
Can we edit that out?
It's being correct? We should.
But luckily we know he's not going to listen to this.
Yeah,
so it's fine.
He never listens. It's going to inflate his ego even more. Anyway.
Yeah, Demetrius, thank you for sharing that with us. But earlier you mentioned that you had something funny that happened to you while listening to our Subway Saga, which sounds like pretty meta.
Do tell. So I was on my way to work few weeks ago. So I live in Williamsburg, took the L train to Union Square, and then I take it the 6 up to 28th Street.
Oh, that's like the two worst subway lines in
the
system.
Stop being on the 6.
Okay,
they're the most crowded.
Compared to the L, the 6 is like Nirvana.
But the L is terrible,
You
right?
all come see the L during rush hour?
No, I actively do not.
I know, it's like there's a close down.
Yeah. Like, please.
Permanently.
It's awful.
The G can handle it.
Yes. My first week living in Williamsburg, it was the same week as the bomb cyclone that happened.
Oh yeah.
Yes. So my second or third day commuting into the office from my new apartment, I had to wait for 7 different trains to go by before I could get on because the whole system was just freaking out.
Wow.
It was rough. It took me like an hour and a half to get to work that day.
Was the platform crazy crowded, or just every train that came was like
both.
Jam-packed?
It was like those things, as you discussed in your first episode, where you walk onto the platform and something is wrong.
Yeah.
Very, very wrong.
Something's awry here.
This is not good. Yeah.
Did you press the button and ask for information?
No, because I did not know at the time that was a real option. Yes. Yeah, like I thought they were decorative or something.
They are quite beautiful. I can see why you would think they're beautiful poles.
Accent colors.
Yeah, exactly. They pop.
And so you just moved to Williamsburg? Did you live somewhere else before?
So I moved from D.C. to New York in November. So for 2 months, I lived on the Lower East Side.
Okay.
For term. One of my good friends from Georgetown, who is actually a native New Yorker, moved up here a few months after me. So we got a place in Williamsburg in January.
So then you had a much easier commute from the Lower East Side back then.
It was just the 6 the whole way. And I loved it. Loved the 6.
Got
awesome.
It.
Yeah.
Agree.
All right. But back to your story.
Yeah. So I was at 14th Street waiting to get on to the 6. And I was listening to your podcast and I was laughing because I think you guys are so very funny. But you know how you kind of do that thing where you're like you're kind of just staring ahead and you're like staring through a person without meaning to? So I was doing that to some woman on the platform without realizing it while laughing at your podcast.
Oh, no, that doesn't sound good.
It was not. So she sees me and starts to walk over towards me. I'm just like, oh, this is going to be really awkward. I'm going to have to explain, like, I wasn't laughing at her. I was laughing at the podcast. Like, it's all a big misunderstanding.
But you, like, visibly have headphones in. Right?
I have, like, I've got the big, like,
noise
cancel.
Bose ones?
Not Bose, but, like, the Sony ones. But, like, which are even bigger than the Bose ones. Like,
so it's clear. It's not like the little earbuds.
It's clear. Yeah. So she comes over, I like take my headphones off, like ready to apologize and explain.
It's just so crazy that it escalated so quickly.
It escalated very quickly. So she comes up to me and I thought she was going to say like, why are you laughing at me? Do I have something on my face or something very generic like that? She then asked me, she's like, okay, is somebody defaming me around the city? Like, am I online? Yeah. Is there a meme or something about me?
Am I Greg T? Like, what is happening? is happening?
I'm like, no, like, there is nothing. I'm listening to a podcast that's funny, like, nothing to do with you.
Did you
like,
tell her who Subway Saga is? And
I did not. Because I was so flustered, and
number
it was before 9 a.m.
No coffee had been had that morning.
And
he wants to stay our only listener.
Number one and only fan. Yeah. I just want to be a groupie. That's all I want in life. So then she kind of keeps poking at me. She's like, okay, you're sure. Like, you're absolutely sure. I'm like, yes, I'm positive. No one is out to get you. There's nothing
about
you.
Well, actually, you're not sure of that.
Again,
you lied to her.
As far as I can tell, no one is out to get
you.
To my knowledge, thank you. That's the word I'm looking for.
Subway Saga is not out to get them. Oh, shit. Now she's right.
But then she starts prying at me. She's just like, okay, you have to tell me, though. So I'm like, no, there is nothing. She's like, I will give you $300 if you tell me, which I should have made something up and taken money.
Yeah.
Again, before coffee, was not thinking
clearly. And then I'm also curious, did she have like $300 in her pocket? Was it like $300 bills? Did she have like 20s?
Like, was she Venmo me? Like, how is that going to work? Very confused. So anyway, so she finally accepts my answer of like, I was really just listening to a podcast, and walks away, and we get on the 6 train going north. But I kind of kept thinking about it. I was like, okay, like she didn't look like a crazy person. She was actually a very attractive, put together woman.
So crazy people can't be attractive.
Not that they can't be. In fact, right. They probably are. But she,
attitude.
Yeah.
But she did not fit my stereotype of a crazy person like with conspiracy theories.
Right.
Like very attractive, well put together.
She wasn't wearing a bandana in her hair.
Right. She looked like a successful business lady on her way to work in Midtown or something. And she had also offered me $300.
Yeah.
So I kind of kept thinking about it. I was like, should I know who this woman is? Like, is she a celebrity or something?
Is it Cynthia Nixon running for governor?
Who?
Not mayor, governor.
Like,
So it's too damn high guy. That's what it was.
Like, maybe there's a reason that somebody would be defaming her because she's actually well known.
Oh, yeah.
So I kept kind of like glancing at her the subway car.
Didn't you learn your lesson from looking at her last time? That's what started this whole thing.
I know, right? Again, was not thinking clearly. But this time I wasn't staring directly at her, but I just kind of kept like side glancing at her.
Right past her.
Yeah, trying to like figure out if I could figure out who she was. And at the same time, I was still listening to your podcast and still laughing.
Oh, God.
Man, it's too funny. This is the problem. We're hurting people.
Yeah, you really are. So then she comes up to me again.
Oh, Jesus.
And says, you keep looking at me and snickering. What is going on? I'm just like, no, it's just a podcast. Like, I'm sorry. Like, there's nothing to do with you.
But you also got on the same train car.
We were in the same car. Like, because she was standing, like, you know, a few feet away from me.
I feel like you could have, like, sidled over a bit, not sitting in the same car.
After somebody accosted me, I'm like, I'm going to just walk down this way.
Like, I'm going to throw something away.
So after the first accosting, I thought we were over it. I thought we were good. Things were fine.
I can look at her map again.
Yeah,
exactly.
Stares at you.
Yeah. But no, second accosting, she came up to me, and then she told me that I need to tell whoever was behind this that she is on to them and they will not get away with it.
She's on to us.
She's on to you.
Shit.
Yes.
So I got shut down right now.
So I am here to deliver a message from a very fashionable, crazy subway lady that she's coming for you.
Oh no.
She knows. Wait,
so how did this story end? Did she get off first? Did you get off?
Thankfully I got off at 28th Street.
And she was still on?
Because I work at the same place as Sharon.
Right.
So,
yes.
And
she kept riding.
Thank goodness.
She could be a coworker.
She wasn't using our bathroom.
Yeah. We're safe. She was not using our bathroom. Thank goodness.
She doesn't have security as we talked about.
There is no security.
She shows
up. My first day I went into the front desk and like tried to check in and they just kind of stared at me.
Nope.
They're like, why?
For all I know, she could be a coworker of mine, and maybe she feels like we're defaming her.
Probably,
I don't think I've talked about any coworkers.
Probably on
the
floor somewhere, part of the union.
No, not there. Like in the office somewhere. I don't know. Who knows? All right. That's like crazy. That's better than it. All right.
I know. That's such a good anecdote.
Yeah. So this is a Subway Sagas episode creating additional Subway Sagas.
I love this.
I just told us.
It's a butterfly effect.
Oh my god, that movie's so Ashton Kutcher. Oh my god.
Never seen that movie. All right, next.
It's worth it for him. But wait, so have you stopped listening to our podcast on the subway after that traumatic incident?
Oh, no, never.
Okay.
Now he's actually staring and laughing at more people in order to get more.
Well,
he wants to get invited on the show again.
To more stories.
Basically. Yeah. I need more story. I need more content.
Yeah.
I'm going to get invited back because I still really want some chips cookies and I'm hopeful that.
Chips cookies? Huh.
Oh, like King's Cakes? Is that what that is?
Yeah, okay. As we have established, I am not from New York. I don't know the vernacular.
Well, chip cookies
if you're a regular listener, you may recall when Sharon actively, in fact, cruelly sassed a friend of hers who did not know who Greg T was. That was me.
Yeah,
Sean valiantly came to my defense.
I did, but I don't know if she said friend. I think she said coworker.
That's true.
I don't know if we want to get ahead of ourselves here. But
yeah,
like,
I might be getting a little aggressive. With it's
a one day at a time type thing with me. We're still in the early phase.
Sharon is also recruiting more work friends in case I don't work out. So she's got backups.
Actually, I have got like a whole podcast.
She's got a crew.
So this is apparently going to be a long podcast, but speaking of feedback, another piece related to the King Cake, King's Cake topic.
This will never die.
Never die.
It's like a holla again.
It's actually not grammatically related, but I got some feedback that we talked about King Cake two separate times and never mentioned that the key defining factor of
the
King Cake is the baby.
Yeah, there was no baby in the
challah.
Zeras.
But apparently that's why it's called King Cake, is because the baby is supposed to be like the baby Jesus.
Oh,
and that's why it's only served around Lent.
Oh my goodness.
Right?
I had no idea.
I had the same reaction. I'm glad you guys have the same reaction.
That's a good thank you. That was a good anecdote. Awesome. Okay. So with that, let's get on to the meat of our topic because we are so far into this. Actually, Ironically, we had more fun anecdote and sass than we do topic. So I think this actually worked out well in terms of timing.
Yeah. But we'll be done in 2 minutes. Don't worry.
Yeah, we're done. We're almost done.
Yeah.
So irrational. No. So actually, this is a call to action for all of our many listeners, which are not many because Nick is sitting here. So anyone who's not Nick who is listening.
We have zero listeners out there right now.
Yeah. No, I like, my dad listens still.
Yeah, apparently. Yeah. Well, your parents, not mine. Your family.
My dad does. He provides feedback.
This is too embarrassing for my family to listen to.
Anyway. We will hope that if you are listening, you can provide us with an irrational fear, because as aforementioned, like, I tried to ask people and I didn't get anything good, but maybe after you hear ours, you'll be like, okay, I got one. So I will start with mine.
Okay.
My irrational fear on the subway, so I ride it all the time, and I'm not actually too worried when I'm, like, on the track, on the train, because I'm very comfortable. Like, I made a joke the other day about, like, being trapped on a Z-train is my literal, like, fantasy. Like, I would love to just be stuck there forever, because I love the Z-train, I love going over the bridges. I like being in awkward situations, all as well. But the one thing that scares me every single day, so I feel like the pitch of the steps on the subway stairs is weird. I don't know if it's, like, different than other places, or it's just more generally crowded, because, you know, you're getting upstairs, usually rush hour, there's a ton of people.
Right.
And I feel like the butt-to-face ratio is, like...
It's off.
Maybe I'm tall, we've established that, so it's, like, maybe it's the heels I have on, but every day when I'm getting, I'm, like, right, there's, like, a butt in my face, and I am so scared that one of these days, I'm gonna walk in, someone's gonna fart in my face, and then I'm gonna, like, fall, and it's gonna cause a domino effect, because there's not very good railings, and we're all just packed in there, and someone's gonna be, like, we're all falling down the stairway, because somebody farted in my face.
Well, I can understand the fear of being, having
it's
a
so
fart
close.
In your
it's
face.
It's right next to your nose.
But would you really fall over? Like,
yeah.
It's just a cartoon where it's a poof and it blows you over. Like, I don't understand how that happens.
How would you react if somebody farted like an inch from your nose?
I would be like, oh.
A stranger.
I'd make a sound and grab my nose, but I'm not going to fall over.
But it's like you're in motion. It's not like you're stationary. So
I know,
like
you're walking.
I don't know. Yeah. So it's irrational, Sean. It's irrational. I'm not saying it's actually going to happen.
Irrational.
But it gets me so stressed out every day.
But like also, don't you walk down to the subway sometimes or up and smell an awful smell sometimes? You don't fall over then.
No, but there's something different about there's no awful smell and there's something in your face and then it's like there's, you know, like it's too real.
And the sound element too, so
yes,
you know what just
it might
happened.
Be a sound.
Yeah.
Yes. So that is mine.
I've literally never thought of that.
Well, now you will.
I can understand.
Now you will,
yeah, now I'm not going to be able to go upstairs anymore.
I know. You have to take the elevator. You'll be able to go to like 3 stops.
We'll only be able to go to the ADA accessible stations. Which we know are not in Astoria, even though they're redoing them all.
Not yet. That's mine. Nick, what is your irrational fear?
So my irrational fear is actually your nirvana getting trapped
on a
subway.
Z-train?
On any train, really. If it was above ground, that would be better.
Yeah, Z-train on a bridge.
Really, what I'm
like
really scared of is
rosé,
like
underground,
yeah. Really
no cell service.
Underground, no cell service,
yeah.
And it's hot. I don't like the heat.
So like
I'm from the Midwest.
In the
I'm
Canarsie
a cold weather
tunnel.
Person.
Yeah.
That's really? Like, yes, because I have to go through the Canarsie tunnel every single day, and I just imagine it caving in on me.
Oh my God.
It's terrible.
That is literally my irrational fear as well. Yeah. We clearly didn't rehearse this because that's the exact same fear. It's being like trapped on a train and having it be hot and crowded. Because
yes.
This literally happened, I think, last year. There was an
it
F,
did, the F train.
F train, yeah. Always the F train. The F train is F'd. But anyway, so like it
the
stopped.
F train.
Yeah, it stopped. There was no AC on it. And then they were stuck. And literally people's hands were like on the windows being like, let us out.
That would be
it was
me.
Like a horror movie. It's
oh my
awful.
God. Yes. And so I hate the heat.
Yeah.
And I'm convinced, because of stories like that, that it's not a matter of if, but when. This will happen to me
exactly.
If I stay in New York long enough.
Yeah.
So I've literally, like, thought about, I haven't done this yet, but I think I'm going to, like, bringing, like, a Subway survival kit with
oh
me wherever I go. Where, like, if
that's
I get, like,
idea.
Where
yeah.
If I get, like, stuck on the train,
yeah.
I will have, like, a change of clothes, I will have water,
yeah,
a fan,
say, like,
maybe, like, one of those, like, little, like, you know, like, foldable stools that you can, like, whip out.
Yeah,
just,
like a sleeping pill, something to knock you out, so
yeah,
if
exactly.
I don't remember any of it later.
Oh, that's
like,
such a good idea.
Yeah, that'd be great.
I'm gonna take this a step further. So, like, what would all of us put in our Subway survival kit?
That's a great idea.
So Nick's already thought his theory clearly. It's basically a camping set.
Basically.
A tent.
Yes, a tent.
A portable fan.
Some
dried
ice cream. Yeah. Like astronaut ice cream.
And a healthy dose of alcohol to get through it.
Yes.
But then what if you have to pee?
See, okay, that's another
oh, that's,
fear
that
I have.
Too, yeah.
Okay, uh-oh. So there is some, like, advocacy group out there that, like, on some regular basis awards, like, the worst commute award
yes,
to
yes.
some, like, sad, sad New Yorker. So
yes.
There's this one woman who... almost went to the bathroom before getting on the
oh,
subway, but decided
too.
Not
I
to, right? And then got stuck for 2 hours
yeah.
on the subway right before her stop,
oh,
having
no.
to go to the bathroom the entire time. So I think I'm bringing 2 water bottles, one with water,
one
that's
one
empty,
yeah.
just in case.
Yes. And ever since I read that story, too, I always pee before I go on the subway.
Wait,
even if I don't have to.
That's a lot of preemptive peeing.
Well, like, you, when you leave work, you pee. When you leave home, you pee.
If you're out drinking,
you pee. Every time you leave a bar, you pee.
Yeah, you pee.
It's easier for a dude.
Why?
Because there's just different mechanics.
Logistics. The logistics of it are a little different.
It's very different. As a girl, I feel like you always want to get to your home or, like, a safe place.
Yeah.
Where plenty of time,
So basically what you're saying is our Subway survival kit should have catheters. So we can just pee more easily into, like, a bag.
I guess so. Yeah. Well, that's your sphere. For me, I'd be like, I'd probably want food. That would be my main concern because I get hungry a lot. So, like,
like a Nature Valley bar.
I want a more protein one, like the RX bars.
Oh,
or
you
like
love those RX bars.
My meat bars.
A potato, like, perhaps?
Yes, bring a potato. Like, I bring from lunch every day to work.
Can you use potatoes for electricity?
Yes.
So you'd be all set.
Being a coworker of Sharon's, I can verify she eats a potato at her desk every day for lunch.
It's 69 cents. We work in Midtown, which we've established. And you cannot get lunch there for, like, under $15.
That is a good deal.
I made Sharon go get burritos with me once, and she was not having it.
I was, like, complaining for a full day after that.
I think you're still complaining, actually.
Because it was so expensive.
Because you were so full or it's too expensive?
Both. Well, because then it was so expensive, I ate it all and it tasted good.
Yeah. Chipotle or somewhere fancy?
Sean!
Dos Toros.
Oh, that's better. Yeah. Well, that's like,
we're New Yorkers.
Yeah, it's like the New Yorkers Chipotle, I guess. But, like,
a little bit, because it's the Mission Burrito coming from San Francisco. Oh, I disagree, but we won't go into that right now.
Right. But Sharon also got, like, detained by the TSA for bringing, like, a pound of potatoes to Boston or something like that. Something ridiculous.
I did. So this is a good story. So last year I was doing a Whole 30. I'm not going to go into a ton of detail on that, but basically it's...
Google it.
Yeah, Google it. No sugars, no dairy, no alcohol, no grains. And so all you can eat is potatoes, essentially. Potatoes and processed meat bars. And I was also doing a consulting job in Boston for about a month. So I was flying back and forth. Again, it's a pain in the butt to, like, get food at work. So I'd just bring a potato with me every single day that I cook in my, like, residence and hotel room. But
in the microwave.
In the microwave. But the TSA was very confused by it because I come through and it's like, you know, I have, like, three skirts, three shirts.
Right.
A pound of potatoes.
You know where that would not have been a problem? Iowa. They're used to that. People fly with lots
potatoes?
Of potatoes.
I think you're thinking corn.
I'm racist. Idaho, Iowa, same thing. It's a lot of fresh produce.
Offensive.
All right. That's very offensive.
I apologize. I sincerely apologize. This is why
you're
offended.
This is why you're second in the nation.
But we have a real electoral system with primaries where you vote in a private booth.
I think the Republicans might actually vote, but I'm a liberal, so I don't know about... Yes. We don't have any sense of, like, order to how we do things.
I was
kind of a free-for-all.
I was also a big New Hampshire... We're going back to this, apparently. But, like, I was a big...
Sean, talk about your...
I will in a second. But I was... my irrational fear to begin with was Trump winning the election, and that happened.
And, like, that's not returning the Subway.
Where I'm going with this was that, like, I was a big New Hampshire First in the Nation fan for a while, but we screwed up last year. Like, Iowa, Hillary, and... somebody not Trump won, and then in New Hampshire, Trump and Bernie won, and I was like, what is happening right now? And that's probably partially why Trump won.
This has nothing to do with the Subway.
So back to the Subway. My irrational fear, I already told you, Nick stole my irrational fear,
that's fine.
Which is being stuck, but I think I have another fear that I actually just realized this past week, and that was I was walking up the Subway stairs.
Uh-oh, did somebody
fart? No farts occurred, but I ate it on the top stair.
Whoa.
And then just fell to my knees with, like, my heavy gym bag on.
And
it was at the very top stair, so it was at street level, and I was in Hell's Kitchen, so all the judgy gays were there to see me fall. And I was like,
We were all there.
Were you going to get your pedicure?
No, I was going to the gym. My gym bag. But then both my knees are strafed now and everything, too. It's like, that doesn't seem very rational, but, like, falling on the stairs is a real concern, too.
I've done that, actually. So it's funny you say that in Hell's Kitchen and judgy gays.
Yeah.
The time that I fell down the stairs, I was in frickin' Williamsburg on Bedford Avenue with all the
judgy
hipsters.
And
I didn't even trip. It was like my shoes had bad traction. And I was, like, flailing for the railings, like, bong, bong, bong. And, like, no one even asked if I was okay there. It's like, oof, so embarrassing.
Walk away from that girl.
Yeah.
So basically, we just follow wherever Nick is. Is that what this is?
Probably, yes. Well, he was there both times, actually.
He tripped us. We just didn't see it happen. That's what happened. All right, so I think we've had enough of irrational fears now. But before we go, I wanted to try out a new segment and see what you guys think about it.
Yeah, Sean.
So this is Subway Celebrity Crushes. Ah. So, if, when I think of this, I think of, like, who...
Greg T?
Well, maybe, that's yours. But, like, who do you wish you could run into on the subway? And, like, Sharon, you'll probably remember back when we were in college, I, like, whenever I go to the gym, I'd be like, oh, I'm working out because when I move to New York, I'm going to meet Anderson Cooper subway.
I remember that.
Like, but, like, now I feel like I'm kind of over Anderson Cooper, and now my celebrity crush that I wish I would meet on the subway is Rachel Maddow, because I am obsessed with her.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Not Andy Cohen, because you see him all the time.
Yeah, yeah. But Anderson Cooper was the original, but I remember now he's just less cool.
Oh my gosh, I don't know. That's
who do you wish you would see on the subway?
But
or Nick, do you have anybody?
Yeah, it has to be somebody I see in New York.
So after my near brush with celebrity, who turned out to just be a really well put together crazy lady, I don't think I want to talk to anybody on the subway.
Never again.
Never again.
Are we sure that
I'm a very shy person. If I saw my celebrity crush on the subway, I would probably just run to the end of the car and hide.
But when you see the crazy lady who confronts you,
you
stay close to her
and
laugh at her again.
Yes, because clearly, we're we have a relationship now.
We've established relationship.
And I really need to know more about her life.
And I don't think I've ever run into anybody famous on the subway except. Last year, it must have been in Astoria, I ran into, his name is Justin, and he was from the Logo show Fire Island. Did you ever watch that?
I never watched Fire Island.
I like that you just asked Nick.
Because it's a gay show.
Maybe I would have watched.
You don't have cable. I don't know. He's a millennial. He doesn't have cable either.
Yeah,
A young millennial.
You're too old.
But anyway, we smiled at each other, but whatever. It's fine. He wasn't even famous. He's on a TV show that nobody watches.
I saw someone on the subway, though, actually. Yeah. I think I did. So if everybody's watched the latest season of Curb Your Enthusiasm.
You saw Larry David on the subway?
No, I did not see Larry David.
Well, that's disappointing.
No, I'm saying if you saw the first episode, if you recall, there was a comedian, actress, who was on the first episode where he's trying to hold the door for someone.
The lesbian comedian.
Yes. And you couldn't remember. He watches and she's in an awkward way and then he drops a door in her face.
Right, because he's not sure if she's a man or a woman.
Also,
there's
no man or woman. Yeah. Turns into a whole, story arc throughout the last season.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure that I saw her on the subway the other day. Well, it was a couple weeks ago. Months ago, actually.
Yeah, that's fine.
And it was so hard because, I thought it was her and I'm looking over and I'm like, I'm pretty sure. Yeah. And then it's you don't want to stare too much. I'm like, Nick, I don't just stare and laugh at people.
So I'm you don't want to be confronted or stabbed.
I'm furiously.
I'm one of the judgy gays that John is scared of.
Yes.
I'm furiously looking through my Instagram and trying to find her to see, maybe she's doing a show in New York. Where does she
live? Do you follow her on Instagram?
But I just want to look her up because I'm I figure I can find her.
How'd you look her up? You know your name.
Well, Sean, I know how to use the internet.
So what do you Google if I don't know her name? Lesbian from Curb Your Enthusiasm? No. I don't know what you Googled.
Are you serious? It's not that hard to find things if you have, if you have, let's say, 50% of the information you can put into Google and usually an answer pops out.
What is that information that you put in?
I think I said, Curb Your Enthusiasm season 9, cast.
Oh, okay.
You just look through it, find the picture.
Yeah, okay.
No.
Nothing?
Why are you so confused? Anyways, I'm pretty sure it was her, because she was doing a show in New York, so I think I saw her. But that's not my crush.
But she didn't see you, and you guys didn't talk.
Well, right? I think she did see me, but, I'm not famous yet, so.
Nope, I mean, you didn't have, a moment. No. There was no, smile or, wink or anything there.
No.
Well, we should think about this more, and we can talk about it.
Yeah, we'll do that in the next episode. Or people can write in and tell us
who your subway celebrity crush would be.
Or if you've seen anyone or had a good situation.
Yeah, I know friends who saw Bloomberg when he was mayor.
Oh, when he was riding the subway.
Yeah, and he was really short, too.
And he shut down Gracie Manor. Or he didn't live in Gracie Manor.
No, he lives in his
own
place.
He was too good to live in Gracie Manor.
Yeah, Gracie Manor is not.
But he took the subway.
I like Gracie Manor. Separate episode. But yeah, I like Gracie Manor a lot, actually.
Is it Gracie Manor or Gracie Mansion? I think you're making things up.
Ooh.
I don't remember. I've been there, though. I've been there.
Yeah, you've been inside. There. I've been around the walls. But
okay, good for you.
This episode is clearly over.
We need to stop. All right, anyways, thank you so, so much for listening. Please follow us on social medias, at Subway Sagas Podcast. I am at SharonDippity3.
I'm at SF87.
I don't post anything on social media, but if
And he also doesn't like my comics.
He's a young millennial. He's
I
over
liked
it.
One.
He did like one.
I liked one. Yes.
Thank you.
Just to get you off my back.
Yes.
But if you like my friends, Sharon and Sean, then that will make me happy.
Aww.
Oh, how nice.
How cute.
All right. Bye. See you next time.
Bye.